Malachim Aleph Paraches Pasuk Mem Vav. Alas, we are now up to a part of Shlomo HaMelech's Tefillah where he predicts the far-flung future, which unfortunately turned out not to be so far-flung, where we reach the point that Klal Yisrael's Averos mount up to the point where maybe we don't deserve positive treatment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet Shlomo hopes for the best for us anyway, even if we don't deserve it. Ki yechetu lach. If they sin against you, ki can mean if, it can also mean when. As it turns out, of course, Klal Yisrael would end up in that situation. So the Malbim says, im yechetu, if Klal Yisrael sins against you. Ki ein adam asher lo yechetu, because there is no human being who does not sin. That's a strong statement, even about the greatest Jews in the history of Klal Yisrael. Look how much time we spent on David HaMelech and what were called his chatayim, trying to understand it, trying to learn from it. This is one of the great mistakes that many of the Umos HaOlam make in their religious lives. They have saints who are always completely free of blemish or sin. The main figure in Christianity never did a single thing wrong. The main figure in Islam never did a single thing wrong. Pure and holy in every way. And that's a mistake. That's not a religion that's really relatable to millions of human beings later on in life, when they themselves falter. Shlomo HaMelech says it bluntly, the Jewish attitude. There is no human being who does not sin. There's a handful in the history of humanity, all those millions and billions of people, if you know the Gemaras that refer to them. Ve'anafta bom unesatom lifnei oyev. And you will deal angrily with them. We know that from the Tochacha and the Chumash twice. And you deliver them into the hands of the enemy. B'shavum shoveihem el eretz ha'oyev. And their captors take them captive to the land of the enemy. Rechoka, whether far away, okarova, or near. And you think about, as we approach Tisha B'Av, all of those kinos that we say about the various captivities of the Jews. The 10 tribes being taken captive by the Assyrians. Klal Yisrael, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the first Beis HaMikdash taken captive by the Babylonians. Klal Yisrael taken captive again. The destruction, the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. Over and over again it happens. Mem Zayin v'heishivu el libam ba'aretz asher nishbu sham. If they then take it to heart in the land where they have been taken captive by the rivers of Babylon, yea, we wept, as Bob Marley once co-opted from Tehillim. V'shavu v'hischananu eilecha b'eretz shoveihem lemor. And they return and beseech you, they do tshuva and they beg you in the land of their captors, saying, chatanu, we have sinned, v'ha'avinu, we have been corrupt. Roshanu, we have been wicked. Interesting, no vav on Roshanu. Chatanu, Havinu, Pashanu, we say. In all of our slichos as we get closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. So this tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech is making provides a format for the tefillos that we ourselves say every year in Yomim Noroyim. And we address it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say it in public so we can't take it back later. Because anybody who hears him will say he's a liar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the witness that we are saying we sinned. And we're admitting it. Memches v'shavu eilecha b'chol levavam v'chol nafsham be'eretz oyveihem asher shavu osam. And they will do tshuva, they will return to you with all their heart and all their soul in the land of their enemies who have captured them. And they will pray to you, they will daven to you through their land that you gave to their fathers. Davening towards Eretz Yisrael, no matter how far in Golus we are. The city that you have chosen, Yerushalayim. The Abayis Asher Bonisi Lishemecha. And the Beis HaMikdash that I built for your name. Interesting that it's spelled without a yud. Bonisi, it's pronounced, that I built. But it's spelled Bonisa, that you built. And the Mefarshim don't talk about this, but one wonders if this is a reference to the partnership between Shlomo and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Beis HaMikdash here. That we're both connected here. Mem Tes v'shal matzoh ha-shamayim m'chon shifticha. And you will hear. May you listen in the heavens. Same phrase as before. Your dwelling place. Es tfilosam v'es tchinosam. Same pasuk practically. Their prayers, their supplications. V'yosisa mishpatam. Same exact phrase. And fulfilled their needs. Like the soldiers on the battlefield that he mentioned several psukim ago, Klal Yisrael and Golos can't come back to Eretz Yisrael or the Beis HaMikdash to daven. But if we direct our hearts to the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo davens on our behalf, then let our tefillos be accepted just as if we're standing there. So when Daniel was first taken captive in Bavel, he davened facing Yerushalayim. It says in Sefer Daniel, he had windows in the upper story and the second floor that opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he would kneel on his knees, and he would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should always face the Beis HaMikdash. We try to make our shuls face the Beis HaMikdash. We always face west. West? East? We daven to the Mizrach. So we always face east. But if you're on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, if you're davening from Bavel, from Jordan, you daven facing west. Not that I see any of us going there anytime soon. We daven east, of course, unless your shul happens to be facing south. If you're in Yerushalayim, you should face the Beis HaMikdash, even if the Beis HaMikdash isn't currently standing. If you're inside the Beis HaMikdash, you should face the Kodesh Kodeshim. You should always have your thoughts directed there. And the tefillos that Shlomo is saying, as I mentioned, become a real model for the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah as the rest of our tefillos are going to be composed.